Comerica Park yesterday. Beautiful day for a ball game.
Gorgeous day for you yesterday.
Wonderful. Out in the outfield box, section 138. Beautiful view of the entire stadium and the beauty that it does have, and of course the game. And you know, the game itself, it had its disappointments. You know, the Tigers' struggles were certainly on full display.
Oh yeah,
in that game, but it had its moments too. Javi Baez, yeah, wow. It was the full Javi Baez experience.
Yeah, you get it. Yeah, you got it completely, didn't you?
We got the two errors.
Yes.
Got the two strikeouts.
Yes.
Got the home run.
Yeah, of course.
And three amazing defensive plays.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, that was really impressive, I got to say. I understand, but, you know, it's frustrating. Yeah, frustrating. In the first couple of innings, three calls. Overturned.
Yes, that's right.
Two at first base and one at the second for the steal of second. Then there was a fourth try when the Tigers in the ninth trying to overturn that call at second.
Yeah.
On the double play that wasn't where we tied the game. And, if I'm being honest, I'd look at the replay and say the ball was dropped on the transfer.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't dropped on but it was so close.
Yep. But still.
Kerry Carpenter, we were hoping to see his first major league hit. He came up in a couple of clutch situations, but he wasn't clutch.
No, he wasn't. No.
Maybe the biggest cheer to the biggest booze of the game in a matter of moments. Bottom of the ninth inning. Tigers have runners in second and third, and Kerry Carpenter's at the plate. And coming up on deck in the pinch inning role, Miguel Cabrera.
Right.
And we're thinking, oh my gosh, what a great moment this will be. But I'm thinking managerially, I'm thinking there's runners in second and third. If Kerry Carpenter doesn't win this game with a hit, or he doesn't get on base, we're not going to see Miguel bat.
No.
Sure enough.
You didn't see Miguel bat.
Carpenter gets out, and they intentionally walk. So Miguel Cabrera comes to the plate, and the crowd just erupts.
Right.
Seconds later, when the intentional walk is recognized, the crowd boos. And then he got lifted for a pinch runner, Cody Clements.
Yeah.
So his appearance was, but it was really maybe the loudest cheers of the game in a matter of 30 seconds. But we got what we wanted to got to see Miguel Cabrera. In the end, just.
Well, you could understand why Cleveland did that. They are in the middle of a pennant race. They're in first place in the Central Division, so they have to do whatever it takes.
And Cabrera's still Cabrera. I mean, anyone, even in his chronic knee pain situation, you don't want Cabrera beating you with first base open.
Right.
I mean, you know, you'd be a fool to do that.
Yeah.
But it got to extra innings, and, you know, just... That was that. There were chances. Running around third with less than two out and just couldn't get him home.
That's... been the story the whole year.
It was. We said this was just the Tiger experience. Garrett Hill, I thought, was doing a good job on the mound. Not bad. I mean, three runs, but only one was earned.
Mm-hmm.
So
he did all right too. Were you hearing anybody talk about the general manager story?
No, I was amazed by that. There was no, of course, the size of the crowd.
I was going to ask you. Yeah, what was?
I never looked at the official attendance, but you know, it was a Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday
in August.
Although it was a nice. I was wondering if it being such a nice day.
I thought the same thing.
Get some people out there.
A lot of good youth groups that were there that were representing a lot of kids having a good time. So that's always fun. And again, being at the ballpark. It's an experience. I was kind of amused. Between innings, they're doing all those little weird
things.
I'm watching the play. I want to see how these players are warming up, what they're doing between innings. Is there any kind of nuances? Maybe I can pick up on something. I don't know. And at some point, I realized that they were doing the segment where it's to get to know your Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
And the question to get to know your Tigers was, do you prefer the toilet paper coming over or under the roll? I'm like, really?
All right.
And on the video board, they're talking to a bunch of Tigers who are describing whether they think the TP should come over or under the roll. I'm thinking, these are million-dollar, multi-million-dollar players, and this is the question that was being asked. And then to further add to the entire experience, I think it was the eighth inning. Apparently, I missed this. Apparently, fans are supposed to vote on the song that the fans are going to sing along to, and there are three choices. I missed this completely. Until the choice that was announced was the crowd voted to sing along to Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. We got Rickrolled at Comerica Park!
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Who voted for this? Oh, my gosh.
That's disappointing.
It was. I'm not even sure what the other two choices were, but I just know that was the winning choice. Oh, God.
Appalling.
So, had to put up with that. But again, thank you again for
that's my pleasure.
Filling in and let me, making a full day of it, get there as early as possible, to dinner on the way back. So, it's your standard 11-hour experience.
Right. But no, that's good. I'm glad you were able to get down there at least one time this year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. It's been a while. So, because didn't do it last year because they still had the little pandemic and certainly couldn't do it in 2020.
Hopefully soon. Might not be next year, but we'll have some meaningful games in August.
Yes. Better times to get down to the ballpark. Ah, well. So that was my little experience. I know a lot of our Tigers fans here go down and enjoy time, too. And it's always fun, especially since we, WSW, are your station for the Tigers.